Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the GTC H1 2016 Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, 24th of August, 2016. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Ms. Malgorzata Czaplicka. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's our pleasure to welcome you to our H1 call. As traditionally, the presentation will be conducted by Thomas Kurzmann, the CEO of the company, and Erez Boniel, the CFO of the company. I will hand over now to Thomas, who will start the presentation.
Thank you, Chapter. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen on the phone. It is a big pleasure today to report about two very active and very successful quarters, first two quarters of 2016. We have been very busy with acquisitions, with financing of new assets, with leasing and development activity. And I want to guide you to the page 3, our presentation, and highlight the key achievements on operative basis. We could increase the income-generating portfolio in terms of gross leasable area by 10% in the first 6 months, followed by another transaction which was done in July, which put another 30,000 square meter on top. So we are standing now at 58,600 square meter GLA income producing with a small vacancy. And this vacancy will be further reduced. We could complete University Business Park in Łódź, Poland, 19,200 square meters. At the moment, it's only 46% leased, but we have the rest of the space under negotiations, and we are quite positive to get it leased up fully to the end of this year. There were three office buildings acquired with upside potential of another 29,900 square meters in the first half, followed by another two acquisitions on 1st of July, therefore they are not on the balance sheet, with another 30,000 square meter in Gdansk and Łódź. Very active in development, ongoing construction works on our flagship Galeria Polnocna shopping mall in Warsaw. The opening schedule for summer 2017 is still valid, pre-leasing at about 70%, and we expect no further delay on this execution. Ongoing construction works in Belgrade on the 41 phase 2 and phase 3. Asset pre-leasing is very strong, and both buildings are under construction. Commencement of construction of our villa project south of Warsaw. We have very good results on sales. Even on the start of the construction, we could close a couple of deals already and sell. Big demand, and we hope to be sold off when we complete the assets next year in spring. Commencement and preparation of construction of the White House office building in Budapest. We started demolition works of the old structure and together with excavation for the new building. We achieved building permit in June this year and hope to get on a certain stage of pre-leasing until October this year to be able to commence the construction with full steam ahead. The completion of the concept design for the shopping mall in Belgrade called ADA was going on during the first half of this year. We are now trying to complete the design for the building permit, and in parallel also the pre-leasing activity will start. On the first glance, we have a lot of response, positive response from tenants, and a lot of demand there. So we hope this will be very quick on pre-leasing, and construction should start at the end of this year or beginning next year. We also completed the design concept for the new VR Key Tower in Budapest. This is a 42,000 square meter GLA office project on Váciút, sitting directly on a subway station. The land was acquired in the first quarter of 2016, and we hope to get close to a building permit by the end of this year. On disposals of non-core assets, we made a lot of effort, and we could sell our minority shares on Galeria Hafer together with the rest of the shareholders in Prague. This deal was closed in July 2016, and we sold also our share on the smaller Prague Marina office project in August 2016. Also, we are able to report the sale and closing of the transaction in Petronant, which was one of our big headache troubled assets, secondary or third tier city in Romania, more or less cash burning asset which could be disposed to local investors. We had a focus, of course, on leasing activity, because we were acquiring a lot of assets with some vacancy, with upside potential, and also on the existing asset base, we needed to renew leases and get new tenants in. 57,200 square meters of leasing activity, renewals and new leases in the first half of 16, including 13,000 square meter, one of the major transactions in Bucharest on the market with Rom Telecom. And we were able to keep them in our office building, Citygate. Occupancy level is still at 91%, but in the second half of 2016, this is supposed to increase to better. Financial highlights: NOI increased by 5% to 41 million euro, compared to 31 on the first half of last year. Rental margin is improving again to 76%. The valuation gain based on projects under construction, partly taking into consideration the gains of partly completed project, most of it is from Galeria Północna in Warsaw, 24 million. Profit before tax, 46 million euros. A strong increase compared to 11 million in the first half of 2015. Total acquisition volume, 94.5 million, and investments in assets under construction of 49 million. The EPRA NAV increased by 6% to 828 million, which is a big step for us. And the interest cover on a very conservative level of 3.4 times, better than 3 times last year. 14% FFO improvement to 22 million. On page 6 of the presentation, we show on a time graph pictures of acquisitions to get a better idea what happened over the last, let's say, 7 months. We acquired still in the end of 2015 Duna Tower, which was taken over by our team in Budapest by the beginning of 2016. Renovation works, repositioning works are ongoing. A lot of technical items on air handling units were changed. The lobby is under reconstruction at the moment, and we are supposed to complete all this repositioning and improvement works by the end of September, beginning of October this year. We have a quite good list of tenants who wants to expand or move into Duna Tower. The market in Budapest is quite well, and we are very positive in the next 6 to 7 months to lease it up to a level of about 95%, which also will unfold a lot of additional value in this property. We did another transaction between the years, in December 2015 closing, in January 2016, the minority buyout of our partners at Citygate, which was done just a couple of months before we could extend the Rom Telecom lease. So we could still buy, let's say, on a very good price, our partners out, which would be not so easy after the extension of the lease agreement. Pixel Poznan is working as planned. Here we are enjoying a strong cash flow with a very reasonable financing cost. The two buildings, Premium Plaza and Premium Point, an acquisition from April this year in Bucharest, are also under repositioning. We have a quite good pipeline already from new interested tenants. And these two buildings together with Citygate in Bucharest allows us also to have a much better offer to most of our tenants who want to expand their space or to also reduce the space or to move from one place to the other. So our office offer in Bucharest is now more complete because Premium Plaza and Point are on Victoria area, which is the central CBD area, very close to the government and all the other most important office buildings, two subway stations in front of us. And this is giving us also a new touch in talking to our tenants. On page 7, we show acquisition post balance sheet of June this year, because on the 1st of July, we closed the deal of two assets, one in Gdansk called Neptune Office Center and another one in Łódź, Stirlinger Business Center. We had a quite good price on this deal, in our opinion. One of the reasons was that the office tower in Gdansk had some vacancy, 27%. And after having this now on our books for about 1.5 months, we already have a good pipeline of tenants, and we are quite sure that we will be very quickly able to lease this up to more or less structural vacancy. We also acquired in the first half of 2016 a land plot for a nice office tower on one of the most prominent locations in the CBD, Vatiut, sitting directly on the subway station, which allows us for 42,000 square meter GLA and 623 parking. We had now a couple of months working on the concept design. We are now pretty sure that the existing one, and here we show a schematic picture of it, is exactly what we will go forward with. It also allows the neighboring buildings, and one of it is the police headquarters of Hungary, to still enjoy the good views to the Danube River. And the twisted concept of the architects is allowing for that. We have a very good feedback from the city planning department and from the city architect, and we hope during the master plan process of the city of Budapest, which will end in October this year, that we will be able to get at the end of 2016 or latest in the first quarter 17 a building permit for this project. We also had another smaller acquisition of a development project which is under construction and fully pre-leased. It's called Artico Kronos in Warsaw, Mokotów. It's a very nice design with a very high quality building with a blue chip tenant committing a lease after completion, which will be next year, for another 7 years after completion, which will also give us a very strong cash flow and a very strong FFO yield by refinancing the asset when once completed. The development project at glance on page 8 shows you from the left side project completed, which is 41, phase 1 in Belgrade, which is fully leased and in operation since last year, and University Park Business Park phase 2 in Łódź, which you put into operation in the first half of 2016, and with an occupancy of about 50% at the moment. We're hoping to get to close to 100% at the end of this year. Tenants are already identified and negotiations are ongoing. The project under construction, the biggest and flagship project, of course, Galeria Polnozna in Warsaw, with with 63,400 square meter GLA. Expected opening of the center is next year in summer, so it's a little bit less than a year to go. And we see pre-leasing at schedule and also the construction on time. So it will be for sure a big success to open the center next year. 41 Belgrade Phase 2 and Phase 3 are under construction. The Phase 2 will be ready in the next quarter, 2016, and almost fully occupied so far. And the Phase 3 will be ready in the first quarter, 2017. And we also have here very strong pre-leasing, up to 75% at the moment. The White House office project in Budapest on Váci út is already on site preparation. The building permit was received in June. Pre-leasing is ongoing at the moment. And we also hope to get pre-leasing to a certain stage to be able to start the construction in Q3 or Q4 of this year. Project in planning stage is, again, the big tower in Budapest. This will be by far the highest office building or even the highest building in Budapest because the new master plan of the district and the city allows in this location to build up to 92 meters. The highest building so far is our new acquisition, which is the Twin Towers, Duna Tower, which is only 66 meters. So we will have a very unique position with a unique height and visibility over the city from the upper floors of the building. We have another office building in Belgrade under preparation. We call it Greenheart. This is an extension of the GTC Square, which is already with us since a couple of years. And due to the new zoning of the city of Belgrade, we could increase the buildable area on our existing land plot by another 22,000 plus square meters. And we are working on that planning and design to be ready with building permit during next year, because we see that whatever we built so far in Belgrade was fully leased and taken up. So we have to come with a new product to the market from next year on. And also very pleasant project and very promising is Adam Wall in Belgrade, where we are at the moment working on the building permit design and the schedule for leasing. And we will in September start pre-leasing activity and hopefully also receive a building permit until, let's say, the end of November, beginning of December, meaning Q3 2016, to be able to commence the works at the end of this year, but for sure beginning of next year. We show on page 9 the use of funds after capital raise from last October. And this is just for the information how we used the proceeds from that. We raised 140 million. We invested so far 129 million out of this. But at the same time, we managed to refinance most of the acquisitions, and some are still open to come. That means we refinanced about 79 million altogether, including the development. And we expect another 60 million to come. And this cash will be used for further expansion, development, and new acquisitions. On page 10, I think Eris will elaborate on financial transactions done. It's also a very big number and big amount during the first half of 2016.
Yes, in terms of the transaction, the financing transaction that supports the acquisition, we have completed the 8 transactions so far. The numbers are presented here all together with about over 200 million euro. These transactions are running across the region with various banks that we cooperate with. Since we raised the capital, we are experiencing better conditions from the lenders. They are keen to work with us, and we are able to support the FFO performance through improvement of the loan, reduction of margin, and prolongation of maturity that relates to these loans.
On the page 12, portfolio overview, here we don't show big changes. The gross asset value increased to 1.45 million, and the income generating part of our portfolio is still at 79%. Poland was by the end of June taking 41% of the income producing portfolio allocation. Let's say from 1st of July, Poland is now at 44%, and because of the transaction in Gdansk and in Łódź. And the page 13 shows that post balance sheet, which was just acquisitions in July, we see now Poland 44. And despite the very active development activity in Serbia, we see that Serbia is still at about 10% and still in a comfortable range. Because of the portfolio all over, the allocation is growing constantly, approximately at the same speed. The top properties are shown at page 14. We can report that all these top properties are performing very well, especially the top two, which is Galeria Jurajska and Częstochowa, is doing a lot of positive news for us. Footfall is up, and turnovers for the tenants are increasing very strong. And also at Citygate, which is our biggest office building, now owned 100% by GTC, after buyout of the minority, by extending the big lease agreement with Rome Telecom, is very stabilized and has a potential to improve further. On quality of properties, we do not see big changes to the last quarter. We still emphasize that most of us of our assets are younger than 10 years. And since we are building a lot of new projects under development, this profile will increase further. On occupancy rate, we show now on office 91%. This is just due to a couple of acquisitions with some vacancy. And we expect this number to improve the interaction 95 towards the end of this year. And on the retail, we see also an improvement of occupancy, and this is mostly because of Galeria Jurajska is doing better and better, and all the other assets are also very stable.
Continuing with the financial highlights, on the right-hand side of page 17, we present three parameters that guide us in the activity during Q2. First is the FFO. We demonstrated increase of 14% from 19 million to 22 million H1 15 versus 16. This is thanks to the increased platform, increase that, of the total property that is visible below, 10% increase up to 1.4 billion euro. The EPRA NAV also has increased by 6%, of course the EPRA NAV per share as well increased, and this demonstrates the profit and our focus on value creation for shareholders. Moving ahead with the balance sheet. On the balance sheet, we can see the increase in total property that I described earlier versus year-end. It's driven by the acquisition, by the development activity, as well as the recognition of development profit. In H1, the development profit that was recognized amount to approximately 25 million euro that is attributed mostly to Galeria Ponocna, UBP, as well as the projects in Belgrade. Regarding the cash situation, during the first half, used the cash that was raised in October last year for the acquisition, mostly for the acquisition, but also for the development. The cash from acquisition was advanced to secure acquisitions at fast speed, so that we can get better prices from the seller. At the same time, we move ahead with refinancing, thereby recycling the cash and allowing the company to have more resources for further acquisition and further development. There is an item on that slide which is called the escrow account for purchase of assets, 70 million euro. This is the amount that was committed on 30th of June for payment on the 1st of July. So just because of the cutoff date, we separated it, but in fact this is part of the investment that was done at the end of Q2. One more item that is worth noting is the deferred tax liability. Here I refer to the note on the balance sheet, note number 14, that describes a unique situation that happened this quarter due to FX fluctuation, zloty euro. And as you know, our company is run in euro, but for tax purposes, we have to account the deferred tax based on the zloty. Since there was appreciation in euro loans that relates to our subsidiaries, meaning euro loans that were advanced by the parent company GTCSA to our 100% subsidiaries, this loan appreciated in value and therefore required to create a provision for tax. The provision for tax amounted to 7 million euro in Q2. But given the fact that these subsidiaries are being merged into GTCSA, as we announced earlier, and the merger is expected to be completed during Q3, this deferred tax liability that was created in Q2 will be reversed, and the amount that will be reversed was not determined yet. However, the preliminary estimation is talking about anything between $45 to $48 million. That depends a lot on the FX changes that that will be at the end of September. This means that in Q3, this amount that I mentioned earlier will be credited to the P&L as a reversed provision for tax. Moving ahead to the financing structure, our strategy to have the interest rate hedged using cap instruments has proven to be the right one. We bought caps relatively at a cheap price. We remain protected with low interest rate, but at the same time we enjoy the low interest rate environment, low Euribor, and therefore we can see another positive impact on cutting interest expenses. So not only by improving margins, but also by the ability to enjoy the low Euribor. Regarding the debt maturity, if one reads the balance sheet without further explanation, he may wrongly conclude that there are loans, 115 million euro loans, that should be serviced in the coming 12 months. However, the real that is due is 58 million, whereas the rest of the loans are loans that are designated for recycling, prolongation, renegotiations, and therefore we don't expect cash outflow related to these loans, rather recycle it as they come due. And this includes also the bonds that will be due next year in April, as well as in October next year. Regarding the loan to value policy, our policy remain unchanged. We internally we restrict it to not more than 50%. Currently, the value is 43%, and that's a conservative value that we feel comfortable with. Average interest rate remained at 3.2%, more or less as at the end of the year. There was a slight improvement, and the interest rate cover is adequate, comfortable at 3.4. Continuing with the income statement, here I think Thomas already mentioned the improvement in the NOI. Rental margin is kept at a high level. If one will check the data across quarters, then we see visible improvement in revaluation profit, especially since 2014. Improvement in the profit for the period and also decrease in costs. Mostly the financial costs were significantly decreased. Looking at the cash flow statement, cash from operation activity amounted to 23 million, give or take at the same level of H1. However, we should remember that at H1 we had another asset, H1 15, sorry. We had another asset with the Galeria Kazimierz office that was sold. Back then, we don't have it in H1 16. And at the same time, several assets that we bought recently did not show up yet on the P&L, so we expect them to generate income and even at increased rate, because those assets that we bought with vacancy are now being let. UBP also was just completed and the vacancy is being filled up, so we will see the income coming on board in H2 and on. What is very visible is the investment activity. This was significantly intensified. We invested 216 million. We sold non-core assets for 9 million in H1. We also sold other assets later on altogether. So far, about 20 million euro cash was raised through the sale of non-core assets. Not only it contributes cash, but it also improved the ratios, because those assets did not contribute to positive impact on the rental yields. Financing activity, of course, supports the acquisition. We continue to draw down loans under construction facilities, as well as refinancing activities of various acquisitions. So altogether, we spent almost 100 million in H1 net effect, and we ended up with 74 million. This cash is being observed carefully. We make sure that we can meet all our obligations in the coming at least 1 year and on, as well as invest in opportunities that we believe can provide value to the company. This concludes the presentation, and we'll now ask the operator to open the line for questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to announce. Once again, if you wish to ask question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to announce. And if you wish to cancel your request, you may press the hash key. And your first question comes from the line of Anton Digodi. Please ask your question.
Yes, good day, gents. I've got a question regarding your current portfolio valuation as well as your development pipeline. In terms of the current valuation, can you just give us an indication of your average cap rate or average net income yield across the portfolio? And then in terms of the development pipeline, what cost, yield on cost, are you actually achieving on these developments? If you go through Polnota or 41 Belgrade or the White House, if you can just do that, that would be great. Thanks.
Yes, we can give you the rental yield based on our income-producing portfolio. And this is a number which is at the moment at about 7.9%.
7.9.
But still about to improve because we will lease up a lot of new space of acquisitions, and this will give us a better number. On terms of development, most of the development assets still at cost. The only one which is gaining at the moment already some value is Polnocna. And this is our big asset with 63,000 plus square meters shopping in Warsaw. And this asset will deliver something close to 10% development yield when completed. And of course, there will be a revaluation, which is step by step, slowly picking up over the quarters. We have no idea what will be next year the yield when we will complete and open the center in summer. But just as an idea, we have seen transactions in Krakow recently last week on a yield of 5.5%. We don't know. Our business plan is going at 6+% at the moment. So there will be a huge value increase on that one. But the development yield will be close to 10% on total investment costs.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And your next question comes from the line of Hakub Kaitam. Please ask your question.
Hi, gentlemen. This is Jakub Salman from Wood. Thanks very much for the very informative presentations. Two questions from my side. First, just looking at the Bloomberg headlines, you seem to have mentioned a potential capital increase. So just if you could elaborate on what you meant and potentially under what conditions would you be looking to raise additional capital? And also on this front, again on Bloomberg, I saw a mention of potential introduction of dividends from 2019. So again, just if you could tell us what would be the necessary preconditions and whether you would be eyeing a payout as a share of FFO or whether you would be looking to use some other metric.
Yeah, on the question of capital increase, of course we do have at the moment still enough equity to grow our company according to the plan presented last year. And we also see for the next 6 months, or let's say 6 to 9 months, that our equity is completely sufficient to do whatever we need to do. At the same time, we see a lot of more opportunities to come. And this was the discussion today we had with Bloomberg, that we were saying that if opportunities come as we have it now on the table all the time, we might think about a small capital increase up to 10% of the equity next year, during the year. But still, I mean, this needs to be discussed with all the shareholders and we need to prove for that. In terms of dividend strategy, we always say that when the first big shopping center, which is Polnocna in Warsaw, will start generating income mid-next year, the company will be in a position to generate so much cash out of rent income that the year after, which is then 2008 in spring, the management might, depending on whatever we achieved so far, come to the shareholders with a proposal of a dividend strategy. And it's a bit early to talk about this, but at the moment in our strategy and our vision, we say that, let's say, half of the available cash should maybe go into dividend and half of it should go into further growth and NAV growth development and other acquisitions to further continue to contribute to the net asset value of the company.
Understood. Thanks. Thanks a lot for the answer. Then my second question: in the presentation, you introduced some new projects, the VRK Tower and the Green Heart in Serbia, the Kronos office in Warsaw. Would it be possible to get an estimate of the outstanding construction costs, roughly, for the individual projects? And also, you talked about the assumed starting date for the individual constructions. Would you share with us some indicative timing of the completion of the VRK Tower and of the Belgrade project?
First of all, the second project, this Green Heart, is in Belgrade, in Serbia, not in Bulgaria. And it is based on an extended opportunity to get more building rights on our existing land plots from our existing office park we own and operate since a couple of years in Belgrade. It will give us this Green Heart will give us another 22,000 plus square meter of leasable office space in Belgrade. And on top of this, it will also allow for the old building, which had only surface parking, to have a parking in minus one, because we will first build a big parking, and then we have three buildings in this Green Heart to build around the existing one. This will improve the situation and also the appearance of the whole park. And it's also for us necessary because we need to match the demand of office space in Belgrade, which is still huge after doing one after the other building, and all of them are fully leased. The total investment costs in Belgrade will be around 25 million, because we have already the land in our books dedicated to two different assets which are operating. So the add-on costs are quite low, and we expect, therefore, a quite significant profit on that one when completed. The big one with 42,000 square meters is the highest tower to come in future in Budapest on Vatiut. This land was acquired in January, close February 2016. We are working now on the design, and we will have, hopefully, in the end of this year, latest first quarter next year, a building permit for that one. In parallel, we will go on pre-leasing activity during autumn this year. And depending how quick we can achieve a certain level of pre-leasing, we will commence construction of this tower in the first or second quarter of 2017. The total investment cost of this tower at the moment is estimated at around it's around 80 million euros. Total investment cost, not construction cost.
Sure, understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we still have one question. It comes from the line of Anton Tigodi. Please ask a question.
Dividend payout that you refer to come 2018. As you know, the potential of REIT legislation in Poland is being talked about. What is your opinion about that? Is it your intention to potentially convert to a REIT, perhaps?
Yes, we are fully aware about the REIT discussion, which is basically also led by EPRA organization. And we have been part of think tanks and discussions with the relevant people on the stock exchange in Warsaw and the Ministry of Finance. What we know now is that there is a initial idea to give some tax benefits to REITs in Poland, but it's still not clear how this will go, how it should look like. The bottom line for GTC is, since we are very spread over the whole CEE and SEE region, to convert into a REIT for us is not very attractive, because all the income we generate from all the other countries outside of Poland anyway cannot be subject to the REIT legislation. So there is no tax benefit on that side. And for the huge development activity we have in Poland now, it will also be not very helpful. So at the moment, for us, there is no real intention to go into this direction.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
That would conclude our presentation. Thank you very much for the participation, and thank you for operating this call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may all disconnect.